Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
And now, the Rise Guys morning show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
Paige brought up a good point while y'all were out of the room. She was talking about the guy that, nine, you saw the picture of the guy who fell asleep using the bathroom at the bar.
Yeah.
Specifically number two, and he fell forward.
Yeah.
She brought up a good point. If you have to go number two at a bar, do you go to the bar or do you go home?
Oh, man.
I think it depends on what point of the night it's in.
Right?
If it's early on, you just had dinner, like you had fajitas when you went to the bar, go then.
I mean, everybody else is usually taking pictures in the mirror, so you have to kind of dodge those.
It depends on where you are, but yeah, I mean, if you got to go, go ahead and go.
Yeah, you might. You can't hover, though. That's impossible.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
It's very possible.
Just go ahead and go to the bathroom. It's fine.
Go. Go. We're going to get into the sack. Who's ready? Put your hands in there.
Mail's in.
Our sack's about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out the Rise Guys mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might read it on the air. The Rise Guys mail sack.
That big old sack.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. AOL.com.
Mm-hmm.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Send all your correspondence there for at least the time being.
That's how to reach us.
Yes. All right. We'll get into it right now. Let's start with email number one. Guys, honestly, I had to look and see if this was from Jeremy Clements after the first word. Guys, honestly, it's hard to get through on the phone sometimes to talk to you guys, but when it's time to play a game, it's especially hard to get through. I mean, some other P1s have said they know the trick, but I don't know the trick, and I can't listen to every single segment. I do appreciate when you say what time you'll play a game at the beginning of the show, because I do always hear that. I've never gotten through to play a game ever, but whatever. I figure it's just the luck of the draw and I'm not fast enough.
Mm.
But when you guys have the same people on to play a game two or three days in a row, I mean, what the blank? They didn't win the first time. Hell, usually that's the second time. So why do they get to play again on the third time? All they got to do is wait on to get free tickets. Must be nice. Maybe I won't try again. Not like it's fair anyway. P1 Master of Noon. So the one you're referencing is because the guy was honest last week. I screwed up. He said, no. Matt, you're wrong. I did lose. So we said, you know what? You're so honest. We'll bring you on the third or second time.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been a third.
It would have been a third. Yeah, he was only on twice.
His wife said he was asleep.
And, like, part of me thinks he's referencing the Slappies, the greatest brother and sister P1 team in the history of P1 family.
Yeah.
They just know. I don't know. I guess there's an app that you can click on that will repeat dial over and over again, I guess.
I don't know what it is. I don't know how certain people get in.
Rob Slappy has said there is some kind of hack that he knows, but he won't even tell us because he thinks that we'll fix it if we tell him what we think he thinks.
My best guess on how it happens like that is they almost have figured out a formula, an algorithm through it. They pay attention, and when they, usually before we do commercials, we'll talk about a game coming up.
Yeah.
And I think they just start calling then.
Mm-hmm.
They just start calling early.
Paige starts to get a little gassy right before we're supposed to give something away,
is
too.
That right?
Yeah. So if you hear her during headlines, you know, she's just doing a story.
Like, oh, start hearing that stuff, and you know.
You know, there's going to be a time to win some stuff.
You know.
I have a problem.
You wait, did they get the other Slappies calling, though?
Oh, great.
Then they're really, their grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Happy Slappy? Shoot.
Happy Slappy.
That guy will win everything.
Isn't the, you know, that's better than having somebody that, well, you randomly call up and you get on, but you're like, yeah, I won. All right. You won tickets.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Well, we do have some people that, and this is something that I have to be brought up with old Hendy, Mark Hendricks, is that we have had a group of folks who win stuff and then won't come and pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
And those people have won two or three things, and I'm thinking, you just go on the list. You can't just win it and then decide, oh, I decided I'm busy this Saturday or I can't find a babysitter. Mm-hmm. Tough blankie.
Yep.
That's life.
It can't be just the thrill of winning.
What did the Slappies get their aunt on? The one who never wears a bra?
Exactly.
Flappy Slappy?
Oh, no.
She'll win everything.
I like her.
Yeah. Or the...
I can see her.
Or their cousin who falls in love with every woman he meets, Sappy Slappy.
Sappy Slappy. Oh, oh God.
Wow.
That's a good one.
The little short one, the one that always wants to fight. Always saying, put him up.
Yeah.
Scrappy Slappy.
Scrappy. Mm-hmm.
What about the cousin that's got IBS? Crappy Slappy.
Crappy Slappy. Who can forget?
Shame on you.
Or their uncle with narcolepsy, Nappy Slappy.
Nappy Slappy.
Yep.
Goodness.
Then the third cousin, the one that's trying to become a hip-hop artist, Rappy Slappy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's not very good, though.
Big family.
He's taking all the good
offbeat.
Ones.
He's offbeat. All right. The algorithm, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Just the phone number. That might be a thing. Instead of trying to remember, save it in your phone is like, I don't know. What? I mean, it's like P1 is P1 because priority one. Like when you go on your dash and hold the thing down, P1 is 93.3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to kill it. You ready?
You know the rhythm?
What about the cousin that's in the Creed tribute band?
Stappy Slappy?
Stappy Slappy.
Shame on you.
Oh, Lord.
Stop it.
This is our theme for the morning page. You better get in on it.
It's got to end. After Crappy Slappy, I was out.
Crappy Slappy. That's right.
What about the one who was trying to be an MMA fighter, but he kept getting choked out?
Ooh.
Nappy Slappy?
Tappy Slappy.
Slap.
Ah, yeah, that one.
Yeah. Well, put him to sleep.
Yep.
All right, let's get into this one here. this is great. This will turn 9 out of his good mood.
Okay, good.
Hey, Rise Guys. I've been a fan for a long, long time, like 13 or 14 years, something like that. Not since the beginning, but most of the history of the show. I haven't asked this question yet because I thought it was just me until I was hanging out with some friends the other night and we started talking about the show. It happens a good bit. We sit around, drink, wind up talking about TRG because it's the one thing we all have in common. Isn't that sweet?
That's nice of y'all.
Anyway, it turns out it isn't just me. So why is Nine so happy now? Seriously, what happened? I mean, he's still a dick, but now he's a happy one. I have two friends who hated him, but even they say he's turned some kind of corner. Did he get some kind of inheritance, hit the lottery? Is he related to the person who won the Powerball in Simpsonville? WTF gives! P1 Dim Some Dimples.
That's a good name.
You know.
You know, I hear that a lot now. I was talking to...
He's on math now. That's the answer.
I was talking
doing math.
To a dude the other night, Saturday night. Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, dude.
And his wife. And they've both been listening to the show for a long time, too.
Thank you.
And they were telling me that, man, used to hate you. Now you cool dude. I get excited every time I see you.
God, you get that a lot?
I get it all the time now, dude. I get it all the time. Man, I used to not like you, but now you're so happy and nice, and I love it.
See, I get the opposite. When I'm in a great mood, people see me out in public, and like the guy from Cracker Barrel, apparently I have a scowl on my face, and no one comes and talks to me.
Yeah.
I'm in a great mood, especially if I'm not here.
We got to start walking up to people and say, hey, do you know me?
Hey.
Just to be sure.
Dude. Oh, let me tell you what I did the other day.
What'd you do?
I went to Dave and Buster's, and I'm there with several people, and they sell our beer there. And I said to the waitress, I said, I'll have a Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. And, you know, is she okay? And I'm like, come on. Do I need to put on the sunglasses, lady?
Yeah. Yeah, you need it. You need it.
Right?
Let's see. People texting in. I agree with that. I used to hate Nine. I'm looking at the text line. They're saying it, too. I don't know. It's fun.
What do you mean? What's the... I mean, I'll tell you as one of your close friends.
Okay.
I don't think you call me the best one anymore.
No, but you're still my best friend.
Thanks.
Aww.
You see that? That's a reconnection.
You're still my best. My bestie. My BFF.
Do you... And this is odd for me to even ask. And if you give Fatboy the nod if he needs to dump out on
him. Okay. Pardon.
Thank you. When everybody thinks of marijuana, you think of, oh, man, I'm so happy, I'm so lax, or whatever. But then now that you're not doing it, you're in a more happy zone.
Yeah.
That don't make any sense to me.
I guess I'm backwards for most people.
It's odd. When you were all, you know, all floaty-doaty.
Yeah.
You were, I mean, sometimes we're just real, there's a little pent-upness with that. It was right, there's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
are you related to someone who won the Powerball? Is that what it is?
No,
I
wish.
Noticed you're wearing more designer clothes. You have a DuckTales t-shirt on today.
Yeah. Nice.
Haro Group hat.
Some Asics.
Yeah. There's money showing. You can't hide it, Paige.
Jeans by Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Lee. Designer.
LeJean.
Oh, wait.
Le Jeans by Seven Dust.
Man, I'm not real sure. There's people with theories texting in, too. Let's see. Wow, there's a bunch of texts.
Okay, quit ego stroking and answer the question.
No, it's mainly people say they used to hate me and now they like me better, which is kind of an ego stroke, but a weird one at the same time. Not as happy because he found a woman and is getting laid. No, that's not true. I haven't seen anybody naked in like 7 months.
Boy, somebody asked me about that the other day, too.
What?
That?
Oh, about me and that?
About you not seeing, you said on the show the other day you hadn't seen a naked woman in 6 months.
No, 7.
7?
Yeah.
Sha.
7 months and going on 8.
Sha.
Yeah, going on 8 months.
My grandpa would say that. Sha. And that was his way of saying the S word about getting in trouble from my nanny.
Hell, I got tickets to see George Strait and Chris Stapleton this Saturday night in Atlanta.
Crooked Anglos.
Dude, I can't even find a date for that. I don't really care.
Well, there is one sitting across from you.
Yeah, I mean, look, you want to go, Matt? I only got one ticket, though.
This Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday night.
Don't we have an appearance?
No.
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 I'd be like, can we get one? Trying to get out of it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Can I?
I've met some good people. I've made some new friends.
But you're like, oh, man, that is too much to get into now.
Yeah.
It is way too much to get into.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, I'm sure.
But we have a second segment coming up.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I'm just happy. Let me be happy because I'm happy.
Right. But
I guess
it is, you got to be honest, though, it is odd that when you've replaced your vice with natural happiness.
Yeah.
How has that happened? Bottle that up and sell it to me.
It's like you come out of the fog and we're like, wow, life's right. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't good when
fog is what you call it.
It wasn't good when I entered that haze of smoke, but when I came out of it 17 years later, I'm like, this is a lot to be happy about.
That's odd. All right, I got a bunch more email here. We'll get into it. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:30. Yep, you heard the commercial there. We would love to see you at Wings, Etc. in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. Highway 9. We'll be there Thursday from 6 until 8. Ish.
Yes.
Meaning, I mean, not that we'll be there at least till 8, but I'm saying we never leave right when it's like if you're like 15 minutes away, still come on.
Yes.
We'll be there.
I will tell you the story of when I saw a guy sing that Whitesnake song naked.
Oh, tell me.
I think I told you, didn't I?
Well, for radio purposes, tell me again.
Okay, he got talked out of his shirt, and he got talked down to his underwear, and he was singing Here I Go Again by Whitesnake, and then
I remember now.
A lovely lady. A wonderful human being snuck up behind him in the middle of the song.
Oh, and pantsed him.
Yanked his boxers off.
Oh, that's man. Right.
So he's standing there holding his stuff in his left hand, microphone in his right hand. He didn't miss a beat singing the.
Good for
him. He just
him.
Took a moment in the break in the song and be like, turned the instrumental and said, man, y'all give me a break. It's cold outside.
Oh, man.
Same thing happened to Janis Joplin, they said.
Yep. Yep.
She was pantsed.
He didn't yell, I was in the pool!
I don't think he's a Seinfeld fan.
Oh, boy.
What's up, Boogie?
All right. Boogie.
Yeah.
Boogie, you say. We're in the mail sack. You can always email us at riseguys@aol.com, theriseguys@aol.com. Here's a fun one from P1 Reverend John Crump. Says, when you were talking about the Rise Guys movies and biopics, who would play you in movies? How the heck did nobody say John Favreau for Fat Boy?
Oh, I guess people don't think of him as an actor anymore.
Yeah, it's true. Now he just directs live-action remakes of stuff.
Yeah, but I could see, like, Paul Rudd throwing up in your face.
Oh, man, I'd have to lose a ton of weight. Or you'd have to get fat.
Either way.
John Favreau's just way short for Fat Boy.
John Fatbo is what his name should be. John Favreau.
I have to be like some undiscoverable talent.
No, he's 6 foot tall. I thought he was shorter than that.
What about Peter Dinklage? That'd be a good one for me.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Is that what the doctor said it was? Thank God. I was waiting to hear the results. Okay.
Dentist.
The Rise Guys at AOL.com.
Woo!
Black and Decker. Blanker Wrecker. 1-800. No, that's phone numbers. The Rise Guys at AOL.com.
That's fun.
All right. Here's another one. And remember, you can always send these in to us. And Fat Boy will curate them to us.
Hold on. If it don't suck.
If it don't suck, that's right. Rise Guys, just heard what was said about Facebook fussing and heard Matt Mann's perturbation. LOL, not a word, but anyway. Personally, I think you guys should be flattered first and think about licensing second. Dude, y'all thought of a one-in-a-million idea, and now everybody wants it. And that's dope. Just my two pennies. Tickle it. Oh, wait. Damn, I am good. Perturbation is an actual word. The action of perturbed.
Yeah,
ha!
It makes sense.
P1 beatboxer. We met him at the on the St. Patrick's Day party over at Thomas Creek. He and his lovely wife from up in Nashville. And, Oh, yeah.
Hope they enjoyed some Pootides.
I don't know what they had. I know they had some Pilsner. But the you know, referring to... I'm not wired that way. I'm not wired that way to look take that as a compliment. I'm just not wired that way. I should be. Normal people are. Like, Paige, if you wore a dress today, right?
Yeah.
And then next week you saw... Let me think somebody that I know you like. Sheree Taylor from Magic. 98.9, wearing the same dress. Is that a compliment, or are you pissed?
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Okay, I got to think of someone she doesn't like. What if Mark Hendricks was wearing that same dress tomorrow?
I say, bitch, take it off.
Good. Hey. I like it. I pull it off.
But that's why, like, people who are, like, fashion people, like, they come up with a look, and then they wear it, and then when everybody else starts wearing it, what do? They change it.
What, are you copying me? You look at my Instagram, you go out and buy it, Mark?
And, so, see, that's what he's doing. He's stalking you. That's the way I feel. Like, I almost want to just give up with Facebook. Like, Facebook fussing. I almost wanted to say, you know what? You done muddled it up and watered it down. Now have it. This is what we're paying forward to you, blank and blank. I mean, I don't want it to be hawkered around here, but golly, this is just getting to be annoying at this point.
You're going to debut Twitter tantrums?
Twitter tantrums.
Perfect.
All right, here's one that we can have some fun with. Good day. Good day.
Good day.
Good day, saviors of morning radio.
And a good day to you, sir.
I can already tell. I'm going to let Nine handle this one.
Okay.
Now that you guys
have
a beer, now that you have a vape liquid flavors named after you, now that you've been on T-shirts, now that you've been on T-shirts and stickers and national TV shows and everybody but Fat Boy's been in movies.
Throw that in.
What else do you want to check off the list? I'm not saying there's nothing left to accomplish. I'm just saying what's next. What else do you guys want to do? Hell, did you want to do any of these things before they just started coming together? Who's going to write a book? Who's going to hunt a lion or a tiger or a bear? Who's going to do a one-man off-Broadway show? Who wants to sail around the world in a boat made from recycled diaper boxes?
What's in the world?
Just curious. P1 Gentile Ben.
I like it.
Diaper box.
What? Oh, God. I don't know. A whole lot. A whole lot. That's my That's another cross that I have to bear. I don't know what the 5-year plan is. I don't know what I don't have any immediate goals. This sucks.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not.
But the only reason you feel like that is because you see vision boards and inspirational crap on your Instagram feed. If your 5-year goal is to enjoy yourself and have a good time, that's fine. That's like my 5-year plan is have a good time for the next 5 years.
So
hell, for the next 25 years.
If somebody says to you, nine,
yes.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Having fun?
That's not a good answer.
It's a fine answer if that's what you want to hear.
On that.
That's a perfect answer. Where do I see myself in 5 years? I don't know, having fun somewhere.
But you have, so where do you see yourself career-wise 5 years from now? Remember, we have the big announcement coming up at 9 a.m.
Yeah, bigger and better things as they happen.
Also, that's hard for me to do. I mean, it really is. It is a big, big struggle.
It is hard for some people. Yeah,
I like to have goals to work toward.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not saying, oh, look, you've done it all. God bless, no.
No, no.
I don't know what all's left. I want to be in a circus.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be your Bailey if you'll be my Barnum.
I tell you what I am doing, and you'll laugh at this and think it's a bit. I'm going to document it and prove it to be so.
What?
I'm going back to Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm going to audition for Shark Tank.
Okay.
I really am.
You got a product in mind?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Shh.
You got a prototype ready?
No, and we're pre-revenue, so they can suck it. I don't need Mr. Wonderful's money. I'm going after Barbara.
I wish you would.
But see, I don't really want to sail around the world in a boat made from recycled diaper boxes.
No.
No, diaper boxes.
I don't want to hunt a lion or a tiger or a bear. I'd feel too bad about killing any of those things. Especially a tiger. They're about all gone anyway.
Off-Broadway shows? No. Nothing but Broadway shows.
There's more
Broadway
tigers
at the beach shows.
There's way more tigers in Clemson than there are in the wild at this point.
That's right. I'm good with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Paige, you're not said anything. You want
to
do?
I used to be the one that had the 5-year goal plan, but then I realized that everything can be ripped from you real soon. So for me, I live day by day.
One day at a time.
One day at a time.
Happy Sweet Jesus.
Happy with what God gives me. And I don't get disappointed, and I'm not anticipating anything else. Well, I mean, really.
That was Fat Boy did that.
But if you... I like the long-term plan. That's great.
Yeah. That's right. All right. One more? Several more? What can I do here? Fat Boy?
Yeah, you can do more. I'll let you know when it's time to go, by God.
This is really good, and I can't wait to see what everybody thinks. Hi, Rise Guys and Paige. First of all, that's a sticking point for me. Paige, not that she's not a guy. I realize that. But when you say the Rise Guys, it's Matt Man, Fat Boy, Nine, and Paige. And that's in no order either.
Yeah.
You don't have to say Rise Guys and Paige.
Yeah, it's like I'm an extra on the with Paige, an extra on the show.
Right. She's not and the rest.
I don't like that because I consider myself a guy.
No, well.
I mean, I do.
When you walk into a room and there's men and women there, you say, what's up, guys? You don't.
Yeah.
That's not. You don't take that disparaging.
No.
The women don't. So
I don't think I need to walk 5 spaces behind you. It's not.
No.
You know, it's
in
not
front of us, dropping petals of flowers.
No, I'm walking with you. I'm laughing with you.
We're holding hands, across the road.
We're skipping together.
Walking across the road, or at least downtown.
Right.
Big announcement coming up at 9 a.m. By the way, don't forget that. I can't tell you yet.
Big announcement.
Huge.
Big
hey,
announcement.
Rise Guys and Paige. Super love the show.
Super
love the show. My boyfriend and I are in a disagreement, so I'm reaching out to a non-partial party. That's where you guys come in. One night, I was laying in the bed trying to fall asleep. My boyfriend came in the room and thought I was sleeping. I started talking to him, and he was startled because he thought I was already asleep. Then he called me a weirdo for laying in bed pretending to sleep. I said no. Everyone closes their eyes when they're trying to fall asleep, and he disagreed. I asked him, what does he try to do when he falls asleep? He says, I just lay there. I said, with your eyes open? And he said, yes. So I say he's the weirdo. Yeah. Then we proceeded to make fun of each other for being weirdos. So I ask you, Rise Guys and Paige, when you're trying to fall asleep, do you lie there with your eyes open or closed? Thanks, guys. P1 Kimbosaurus. Kimbosaurus. That is a remarkable question.
Why are you pretending to be asleep? Man, that's some problems there.
But when you lay there and... What do you mean?
That's just like, what, that's some kind of like underlying resentment going on there.
From which one? Kimber or the boyfriend?
The boyfriend in that situation. There's some kind of underlying resentment taking place there. I don't know over what or where it stems from, obviously, because I don't know enough about it. But that's like just a resentful kind of conversation to get into, I think.
Well, you think he felt she was trying to catch him doing something?
Or? I don't know.
I mean, my
it's
thing
almost
is,
like he wanted some and he thought she was pretending to be asleep so he couldn't get none.
That thing.
Yeah. It was in his head. Something was in his head messing with him.
Oh, okay.
That's what I get. Something was messing with his head. Probably himself. Usually it's yourself.
I have two different ways of falling asleep. If I'm naturally tired, I can just turn over and go right to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to be like talked into, coerced into falling asleep, I got to be watching TV.
Just let it take you.
It just takes me out. Huh. I guess it depends on how the day was.
You know what works for me? Like Ambien works for most people who take it. If I try to watch
cracking a ball over your head.
Try to watch a wrestling pay per view or UFC fight.
Oh man,
just ride out, man. Just ride out. I like both those things, but when I try to watch them, that's what makes me. Do I really like them? Because they put me to sleep. But I do like to sleep.
Are you making a Wonder Boy joke here?
No, I'm not. Okay.
I was just making sure.
When I try to watch a UFC card,
I'm not on that.
When I try to watch a UFC pay per view or a wrestling pay per view type show, I just fall right out, man. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
It'll get you.
And that's kind of an odd question. Would you stare into the darkness or would you close your eyes? Because when people go to sleep, they don't have the lights on or TV on. They're trying
to have the TV on.
You do?
Well, yeah. Even if I know that I'm tired, I have to have some kind of sound in there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. I figured it out. My dumb neighbor and his dog that he leaves outside all year long.
That's cruel.
And that dog out there is just howling for some warmth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm serious. It howls just like it's suffering in pain. It's just cold.
Yeah, it's cold. It wants its people.
That's why I turn my TV on, is to drown out the suffering dog in Traveler's Rest.
Well, that's
I know.
Dogs are very social creatures.
Yes.
You shouldn't isolate them because they're very social.
And you're taking the tribbles and leaving.
Yeah,
that's what I should
find
do.
A good home there in about
he would.
30 seconds.
Yeah,
it's going to be howling for you to shave his bag in the summer. How are you going to sleep through that?
What did you say?
So there's different ways to fall asleep. One more before we go, just so y'all can have fun and berate me and have fun with it.
Oh, do it.
Matt, man, how can you claim to be this great Southerner yet also hate Ray Stevens? I'm only 27, and me and my friend used to watch the Ray Stevens VHS music videos all the time. You're now my third favorite on the show, ahead of Paige and behind Nine.
What? I like the guy. I like the bastard. Who do you think just played that? Who the hell do you think just hit the button? Guess who, buddy?
Oh, wow.
All this brings me to my next question. Ray Stevens or Randy Newman?
Oh, gosh,
and that
that's
comes
easy.
From P1 Bearded Welder.
Ray Stevens all day.
That's Steve. I know that guy.
Randy Newman's annoying.
Randy Newman is annoying.
Yeah,
he sounds like he's drowning when he sings.
Matt don't like Ray Stevens or Sweet Tea. I got a question. Probably don't like cornbread either.
Matter
of
fact, love cornbread.
I've seen you opt for rolls over cornbread.
Well, just because there's an odd
Yankee.
Probably like men.
Probably
like men.
I like men and women.
I'm just
of course.
Kidding. I didn't mean to call you a Yankee, but you're sounding very northern.
That's
from,
fighting
from
words.
A Californian.
I don't like sweet tea.
I love it.
Big damn deal.
Oh, it's the best
Ray thing Stevens, I just don't. I never got it. Like, I never really got it.
Are you naked?
He was a country music comedian that made songs and music videos, and he was over. Like, people loved him.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there like, what the hell?
Did you not see the videos?
Yeah, the videos were great, man. The VHS of Ray Stevens videos, the same one. Funny. There's only one
it's
that I know
of. Too
busy
watching Stir Crazy and Gung Ho and great movies like that.
But that was the thing. When I'd go to Townsville to visit my grandparents, they had like Lonesome Dove and some other VHS movies and stuff to watch. But I'd always be up early in the morning before they got up, and I'd watch that Ray Stevens tape and just laugh, man, because they didn't have cable back in the day. I'd just be in there laughing watching Ray Stevens.
But y'all make so. But the thing I say to that is, y'all make fun of Roy Clark, and he was.
Oh, we love him.
He was married.
He just wore a lot of eyeliner to be a Southern man in the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, curly hair.
They were on TV. You had to wear. Everybody wore eyeliner.
He didn't have to wear that much makeup. He wore a lot of makeup.
He had
on
naturally Hee-haw. Rosy cheeks. That was not rouge.
Plus, when the blonde with big jugs would pop up, he kind of roll his eyes on Hee-haw. You're like, ah.
He rolled his eyes because he was like, I know what I'm going to have to do now. They go disappear in the cornfield. Mm-hmm. I just didn't get it. But I'll tell you truthfully, I've never been a big fan of the blue collar stuff either. I just wasn't. I felt like it was all just.
That's easy.
It was just a. Like, even Tater Salad told us, he said, you know why I pulled away from that? Because it became too much of a gimmick. It's like, oh, we're rednecks and we're going to make you laugh. That's what the Tater Salad said.
Pretty much.
Ron White, he left him. Now, Bill Engvall, I freaking love. That guy is always so nice to us and just a sweetheart of a man.
Yeah.
But the rest of them,
there's only two other ones.
The other two.
Yeah, I mean.
I hope he has to go back to working on cable.
Well, I guess you don't like Cap then, do you?
Who's that?
It's a country comedian that always wears the cap.
I don't think there should be comedians specialized to genres of music. I just think that's silly.
What, southern comedians? Yeah, but then there's...
But they make them like country music comedians, like Ray Stevens. Well, he's in the Grand Ole Opry, for God's sake. Somebody just sent in a text.
You have family-friendly comedians. You have really filthy comedians. You got political comedians. You got stoner comedians. There's all kinds of genres of comedy.
But not specific to music.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Country comedy.
Country comedy.
Well, hell, Jim Brewer's a heavy metal stoner comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
You got to find your niche, I think, in order to make it in comedy.
Yeah. Oh, niche, he says.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Like, Jim Jeffries, makes fun of religion and everything and talks about sex a lot and is filthy. I mean, that's his niche.
Yeah.
They all got one.
That's where you get it from, huh?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Me and Fat Boy.
All right, so, Ray Stevens over Randy Newman. That was the question for P1 Bearded Welder.
Absolutely, that's the correct answer.
Absolutely. All right, time-wise, that needs to be it, correct?
Yeah, I played it like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, hell, dude. I'm sorry. I get all talky-talky. Speaking of that, Paige, what are you working on the place? We'll get into some headlines.
What if you hooked up with a former employee?
Oh, God.
Come here, turtle.
Yeah.
Come on, turtle.
We'll get into a spicy story like that up next. Well,
honey, bake your hams, buddy.
All right, then.
Yeah, he's all, he's all fit now.
Yeah, he is.
He lost a lot of weight.
Looks sexy. Mm-hmm.
Come deadlift me, turtle.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I think you're going in the wrong direction.
Go fishing in the dark.
All right. We'll make more nitty-gritty dirt band jokes and more Rise Guys right after this. More
Rock at Work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, the reason why I asked you, if you hooked up with someone that you work with, would you come out with it and say it publicly? Would you?
Depends on who it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
The answer is no.
The answer is no.
Would you, Paige?
I've never hooked up with anybody I work with.
Well, I know that. But so, I mean, would you?
I would tell the truth. Yeah. Certainly.
Certainly as well.
Certainly. Yeah. I wouldn't be ashamed of anything that I did.
All right.
Scary Spice says that she and Ginger hooked up back in the day.
Oh, man.
I know.
Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Well.
Jeez.
That's nice.
On a British TV show called Life Stories, Mel said, quote, Mel B said, it just happened that once, and hopefully when Jerry gets asked the question, which hopefully she will after this, she won't deny it because it was just a fun thing. So she didn't go into exactly what happened, what they did or anything, but they, quote, hooked up, and it was just something fun.
What does that mean, though? Like when... In today's vernacular, it means sex, right?
Well, she says...
Like, when I was in high school, hooking up meant you just kissed and might have got a hickey.
According to her, she said it was not a blossoming romance, just a sexual tryst between the fellow singers.
Scissors.
Whatever that means.
Yeah,
because nobody wanted to hook up with Sporty, did they?
See, I don't know my Spice Girls. And I had to Google.
They were all good looking.
Because they don't call Scary Spice, they don't call her, she's Mel B.
Yeah, and Sporty Spice is Mel C.
Yeah, so yeah. Mel C was also there, present during the interview, and she said she knew nothing about it. So it was just between the two of them.
But they're going on tour again, though, right?
Yeah, so maybe they need some spice it up stories, you know?
Right, like after they split and a couple of them came really poor, you know, and then they were struggling and all this stuff, like that's a story that would have already come out. This is one that a PR firm said, you know what'd be good?
Well, they have a tour coming up.
I know. oh, we have a tour coming up. Let's make up a saucy story. And they should make out, Madonna and Britney Spears style at the end of the show.
It also makes total sense if it happened, though, because it seemed like they both would have been down with that.
No. Yeah, but I figured Sporty would have been the one.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would have done it first?
Because she liked to wear the track pants?
Yeah, I mean, like, if there was one that you guessed, right, when you say her, that's probably why Posh won't come back.
Is that it?
Maybe. I was always a big fan of Sporty.
Well, Jerry Halliwell.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's now married. And she goes by Jerry Horner. She said that
she married Bob.
She says that she doesn't know anything about it, so she denied it.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
All right,
could be all rumor and speculation.
Nine, you're the biggest Spice Girls fan that I've ever known in my whole life. Put them in order of the way you would like to. You're not on the same day, but over the course of time, which one would be your favorite to go spend the night with?
Sporty.
Sporty's first?
Sporty seems like the most fun.
All right.
Like, just this mischievous kind of fun.
Who's next?
Ginger or Scary? Flip a coin.
Old
Flip a coin.
Yep.
Old Spice, Fat Boy says. Yeah.
And then Baby, followed by Posh.
Uh-huh.
Posh would, yeah.
Why is Posh the...
Doesn't seem like fun.
She seems like she'd be a you-know-what.
Yeah, Posh. She just seems like less fun than the other ones. That's why.
I think they're all fun. I don't know. I wouldn't with any of
them. She won't even come back and join him, though.
Yeah,
She's all just like, I don't need it anymore.
Which one would I be with, then, if he's saying, yeah, I would hook up with someone?
She didn't have anything to work with.
I don't know.
Paige would be with Busty Spice.
Busty Spice.
Posh didn't have anything to, you know, kind of grab onto.
Well, you got plenty, so it'd be fine.
Dang. You gotta be mean to the boy.
Ain't banging me.
This definitely is.
I don't want to play with mine. I want to play with hers.
I mean, Bieber's got more curves than she had.
Oh,
and that's fine. If that's the way she wants to roll, you know?
So would you go see the Spice Girls out there?
Absolutely not.
If Roy allows it.
Absolutely not. I'm flat out no. All right.
I mean, I wouldn't care to go see them in concert, no.
You wouldn't?
The downstairs god of tickets allows it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not my thing.
Nah.
Depends on if they were there with, like, TLC, I'd go.
Yeah.
Joe Marzucca? Selling cars on stage?
You know, but it would be awkward to start a tour if you're not that close and not together, and then you'd have to go and do this reunion tour. Wouldn't it be kind of like very strange?
No, it's a money grab. I'd go for it, sure.
Yeah, now's the time to capture that 90s nostalgia, because the 90s kids got the disposable money now.
What if our big announcement at 9 a.m. is that we're acquiring TLC Motors from Joe Marzucca and calling it TRG Motors?
Oh, no.
We start selling the cars our damn self.
We couldn't change the name of a legacy business like TLC Motors.
Why would we?
We're doing it because he's going into the bubblegum business.
Bazooka Joe is?
There you go. You have ideas. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Fantastic. When we come back, I have something. This is I'll use the same tease I used earlier. A brand new Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery.
Love it.
Involving something that I would say the majority of you have put in your body. Everyone in this room has. And I'm going to tell you why now, especially Fatboy, is going to be perturbed about it.
Oh, no.
Appalled, even.
Now I got to be.
A brand new MMCM right after this. Hold on, everybody.
You and me and everyone else who knows what's good for them is listening to the audio magnificence of
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And we are loving every second of it.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.